and we're live.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think I just like tried to clear my throat with the mic.
I've never done that, so don't. Yeah, please don't. What was I? Oh my god. It's Saturday Night Live! That's what I was gonna do. I don't know why. There's a thing flying from my face. I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everything
really
is
well.
Fine. Have you seen the it's an SNL sketch from a long time ago, but it's Tracy Morgan and Tim Meadows, and it's a play on, you know, Aunt Jemima's pancakes, which I know has been rebranded to be a little more sensitive than just like a, you know, like fucking, you know, a stereotypical black woman serving pancakes, but it's Uncle Jemima's malt liquor. And so it's Tracy Morgan as Uncle Jemima. And he's the joke is that he's fucking so drunk that he's like seeing like things in front of his face. So like there's a part where he's like trying to talk about the liquor to in the commercial, and he's swatting at these things. And Tim Meadows gives the best read of this line you could possibly give, which is he looks suddenly so concerned. He goes, "What are you swatting at?" And then Uncle Jemima's malt liquor. You know, it's just like he just like looks so scared for his uncle. "What are you swatting at?" Saturday Night Live, huh?
Saturday.
In
Saturday
New York.
In the park.
I think it was SNL.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig.
In a wig.
I think she's playing Gilly tonight. Sorry.
Sorry. I had a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I only remember one of them.
Maybe you'll jog your own memory.
Maybe.
Your hair looks really nice right now, by the way. Your hair always looks nice, but it's like very
it.
It's very wavy right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like when I do the thing that I'm supposed to do,
which is clean yourself.
No, I like wash it and let it dry.
Yeah.
Like, without washing it and like literally sleeping in it.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah. I had there's a video I posted on Instagram like years and years ago of like a cat licking my hair. And my friend commented, "Trying out a shower for the first time, huh?" And I was like, "Damn it."
That's funny.
Damn it. That was good.
Have you seen Madam Web?
I have not seen it, but
have you been seeing the reactions to it?
No. I mean, I've seen like what I think are like probably a lot of like internet men who are going to hate the movie regardless. Like there was like a video that came out on like Thursday. The movie came out on Wednesday that was like, "This is why Madam Web has bombed." And I'm like, the movie came out on Wednesday evening. That you put this out on Thursday morning. It's not even the weekend of the movie yet. Let's like pop the brakes. As it turns out, it did bomb.
Yeah.
But like it was just one of those things where it's like you're a little too eager.
I saw this somebody online was talking about how they have a conspiracy theory that they purposely made it suck.
Uh-huh.
Like they bombed
for
it on
what
purpose.
What reason would that be?
That they don't want to have to make movies about women
anymore. Then don't make the movie about women. I mean, I think like that's there was no like,
I don't think it's actually a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I think it's just, oh, you got a bunch of men to write a story.
Right.
That didn't hit
right.
Well. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I thought, and I was on record in saying this because I said it on a different podcast, so therefore it exists forever, and this is my opinion for the rest
you
of time.
You can't change it.
Is that I think it'll probably be pretty watchable, and of the like Spider-Man spinoffs that don't feature Spider-Man, it will be okay. Are you now
I just realized.
Were you seeing the thing that's floating around in front of my face?
I can't hear you.
Oh, really?
Through my headphones.
You can't? Can you hear me now?
I can now.
I'm closer to the mic now. Hello.
In your mouth.
Yeah. So, anyway. Modern Web.
Okay, now I can hear.
Modern Web.
Modern Web. The only other thing that I heard about it, aside from it sucking, is that... because like Sydney Sweeney's in it.
Yeah.
And she's an incredibly attractive woman. But she plays a 15-year-old girl.
That's weird.
And they didn't, like all three of the girls, like, uh-huh. It's like, there's supposed to be three girls that are, like, roughly 15 years old.
Yeah.
But, like, they did, they put them in, like, these, like, outfits that are just...
skin tight and...
So, yeah. Like, they're That's like, weird. Oh, Sydney Sweeney's in it. We should, like... make sure that people come watch her because she's so hot. And it's but like, okay, 15, but context, but please.
Yeah, the character's 15
years old. That's and you're weird. Making her. And her, that, like, she herself is 26 years old.
Sure.
And, like, oh my God. I just, like, that was the only thing. I saw, like, some podcast is talking about how uncomfortable it made them feel.
Because yeah.
They were like, I don't want to be looking at Sydney. I mean, like, they're like, Sydney Sweeney's incredibly beautiful. Yes. And I don't want to look at her and be like, oh God, wait, no. Like,
she's one of those people. I mean, like, I'm like, hearing that she's 26, like, makes a little more sense to me. I do think she's really pretty,
mm-hmm.
but like, I've like, my brain has been, I guess, like, keeping up with my age now,
uh-huh.
where like, I've stopped finding much younger people super attractive. Like, I recognize that she's beautiful and I think she is very pretty, but I'm not like, damn, she's hot. Like, right. I don't see her and I'm just like, God, whoa, babe alert. But then I see like Judy Greer on screen and I'm like, fuck yeah, Judy Greer looks great. She's so hot.
That's like, I think, incredibly normal.
Yeah.
And I think
I hope so because I'm too. Fucking creeped out by like fucking people in their 50s who are like, oh, Sydney Sweeney, yummy yuck.
Oh yeah, that's so gross. Dude, yummy
haba.
Well, I think like recently I realized I finally got to the age where people who are in their early 20s,
mm-hmm.
I'm like I now look at them and I see them and I'm like, oh, you're a baby.
Yeah, that's
like that's a baby face.
That's the that's the thing.
Like, I finally hit that age where I like look and I'm like, what on earth? Like,
right.
I could never even think of you
right
in any other way except then, like, for like, child, wear your helmet. Like, what are you talking about? Don't do sports betting.
You're on these movie sets with no knee pads or elbow pads.
Yeah.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Like, do you wear your seatbelt, young man?
Young man.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. It's really weird to, I mean, like, some, you know, they're like our kid actors who are now adults. Like, for instance, mm-hmm. the guy who's Jughead on Riverdale was like a kid actor on Friends and like uh-huh. fucking Big Daddy, that Adam Sandler movie. He was kid. Or they were, because it's a set of twins. But the Jughead actor is his own. Like, they're not doing the same roles anymore, but like...
That'd be
trippy.
Be wild.
I was watching... So we were watching an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer the uh-huh. other day. And there's an episode where Xander gets doubled. I don't know if you've watched the show, but Xander's like her kind of like comic relief sidekick, who I guess we now know is the... on-screen personification of Joss Whedon, which kind of colors him the wrong way now.
Uh-oh.
But there was an episode where he got doubled, and I was just like, man, like, it's really early. Like, this is like the early 2000s where they're doing... Did you just notice a picture of me and my dad?
Sorry, every
kid?
Time... Yeah, I'm listening.
It's okay.
Every time I see that photo, it makes me happy.
It's really... It's very cute.
Yeah, because it used to be over there.
Yeah. I moved it. I want to keep you on your toes, yeah. just so you like look around. You're like wondering who's like, in the room.
Every time walking in this room is like playing a game of I Spy. I'm something is like or like, you know, corporate wants you to find missing these two photos.
Yes.
And just like if something is moved ever so slightly every time.
It is the friendship test. I'm like, how well do you know me and this room, I guess? By proxy of this room, how well do you know me?
Question mark?
Yeah. I am this room, so how well do you know me?
Okay, sorry. As you were saying, Zayden is doubled.
Oh, yes. So he's doubled, and I was like, man, this is like a show that aired in the 90s and the 2000s. So like, they got like really good CGI to like double him on screen. And then as it turns out, there's just another guy who looks exactly like him. And so like, there's a photo of them together, like on the red carpet somewhere. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, I like showed the picture to Jillian.
What?
I was just like, look at this guy. And she's like, well, that's Xander. I'm like, no, that's the guy that they got to hire because he looks exactly like Nicholas Brendan or whatever his real name is.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, man, I was blown away that they like got like camera tricks and all this stuff and like just were able to do it. But they're like on screen face to face so much.
That's so crazy.
That I was just like, man, they really had high budget for this.
This reminds me of the other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Good.
Which also happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
Which I guess we had that other conversation.
That was off pod, yeah.
But anyways, I had a busy morning.
Yeah.
But this morning, and this reminds me of just like, wow, like that freaking blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to an audiobook on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
It's called A Series of Fortunate Events.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like about Chance and how like
the rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how like in some ways it is about Chance the
Wow,
rapper.
He reads the audiobook.
Oh my god. No, it's read by the author, but how much more fun would it be?
That would be great.
anyways, so it's all about like Chance and like just how crazy it is that we're like even here.
Yeah.
Like what a miracle. Like yeah. You know? And so one of the, it's also, okay, also I highly recommend the book, the audiobook, it's a short book. So the audiobook's only like 4.5 hours
long. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it is like a pretty interesting, it's kind of like just like, oh, fun fact, kind of stuff. And so one of the things that it opens up with, like in the very first chapter is, did you know that, and this might be something you do know, but did you know that Seth MacFarlane on September 11th, 2001,
mm-hmm.
missed his plane by 30 minutes.
Yeah, I did know that.
And that plane was Flight 11 that crashed into one of the Twin Towers.
Yeah, where Steve Ranazzisi was in the tower. No.
What?
Do you not know that joke?
I don't know who that is.
So, continue your story and I'll finish.
Okay. Yeah. Well, one, I didn't know that. And I was like, wow, that's freaking crazy. And it's all because like his travel agent wrote down the wrong time.
Wow.
So his travel agent wrote down that it was at 8:15.
Yeah.
And so he was like rushing to get there, but he missed it by 30 minutes because his flight was actually at 7:45.
Yeah.
You know, what's also crazy is that Mark Wahlberg was also supposed to be on flight 11.
Isn't that where the whole, like, if I were there, it would go different thing comes from with Mark Wahlberg?
Probably. Fucking idiot. But anyways, this is getting to my point.
Yeah.
But Mark Wahlberg was also supposed to be on that flight and then ended up chartering a private jet to go to Toronto first before going to LA or something like that. And so they were, Seth MacFarlane and Mark Wahlberg were both supposed to be on flight 11.
Wow.
And if that happened, we would have never gotten Ted 2.
I can't think of a world. I don't want to think of a world
right?
where we don't know the comic genius of Tom Brady.
Right. So, but anyways, I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like what? That's like kind of nuts to think about.
Yeah.
Right. But I was like, this like has finally somehow put into words for me.
Uh-huh.
One of my fundamental like existential beliefs uh-huh. is that fate, there is no such thing as fate.
No. I don't think so.
Or God.
Yeah.
Because what are you talking about?
Right.
That Seth MacFarlane and Mark Wahlberg were the two.
Right.
Were the only two. But like,
yeah.
were like an example
the ones
of
spared from, yeah.
from like so that they could go on to make Ted.
Right. Like, American Dad would have never aired if God had not intervened that day.
Yeah. So it was just like this thing where I was kind of like, yeah, I do not believe in fate. Like fully,
right.
And like this is
that's
this is why
chance that is
that's
just
100%
it's too
chance.
Random and too
that's
weird,
crazy,
yeah.
But anyways, it's a book that I'm really enjoying because I just was like, I didn't know those,
yeah,
those facts. I had a feeling that you would know.
I knew the Seth MacFarlane part, but I wasn't aware of the Mark Wahlberg part. But so Steve Ranazzisi, have you ever watched The League?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so he's one of the leads of The League, and
okay.
so he's a stand-up comic, and he for years. Ran with the story that he was in one of the towers when the planes crashed into him.
Uh-oh.
And just told the story for years and years and years.
Uh-huh.
And then it came out, like, way later that he wasn't there. And so he was just, like, going with it for some whatever reason. Like, he was just like, yeah. So, like, you know, he'd use it in his stand-up set. Like, oh, I was there.
And he, like, talked about how... Like
he would do like
happened?
Interviews and like, yeah, talked about like his experience.
What the
and
hell?
And then it just came out like a decade later that he was lying. And they're just like, what the fuck? Like, why would
what?
You? Why? What purpose did this serve you to like say, you know, because like he was a, you know, like a I mean, I'm sure at the point when he started telling the lie, he was a, you know, nobody stand up, and maybe he thought he would get some heat from like being a comedian who survived. But then like he got a real career. He was on a TV show that had multiple seasons. And then people are like researched it and figured out he wasn't fucking there. And
where
then,
was
like,
he? At a Denny's?
I don't know. Yeah.
That would be the funniest place for him to be.
Right, though. Yeah. No, he's at the Pentagon.
Sorry. That's really funny.
Thank you.
Andrew.
Thank you.
I'm glad it's been 20 years so we can joke.
We can
about
move
it.
On. It's been 23 years. If
never
Michael
forget.
Jordan, number 23, the GOAT, we can't joke in the amount of years of his number. You know what I mean?
Wow, that was that was something.
Taking people on a journey today. But yeah, that was that's my Steve Ranazzisi. So, yeah.
Thank you for informing me. I didn't
You're
know
welcome.
What that
You're
was.
Welcome.
And now I see how when you had said that earlier, that would have been funny.
It would have landed really well with the people who are familiar with Steve
Ranazzisi's
stupid lie. The guy from the league?
I can't. Yeah. That's so crazy. Like, I can't imagine
what
lying,
like, lying that much
in this year.
Yeah, in this economy.
What? Like, literally, everyone knows everything.
Right.
And can figure anything out.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can't lie.
You can't lie, especially about something that big.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah, I can lie about what I ate for breakfast this morning,
right,
maybe.
Right. Or like if you want to make it up that like you were in a Barnes and Noble when like fucking somebody robbed the front teller or something and it was like a harrowing experience.
This
like,
sounds like personal. Andrew, did you make up a lie about how you were in a Barnes and Noble while somebody
Rob? I have been eating off that story for the last 20 years. Let me have
that
it.
Was so specific.
Let me have it. Yeah, I've never, like, in this all this time, I've like that never told so you specific. This story that I've also made up. But you know what I mean? Like, you could, like, there's like low level lies where you can be like somebody can't, like, research. Whether or not...
You know, there are a lot... Like, okay, for your Barnes & Noble example, right? There are lies where you can be, like, as a comedian.
Yeah.
Or, like, as a storyteller, you'd be like, of course I made that up.
Yes.
Like, no, I didn't... That did not actually happen. That wasn't an actual event that happened.
Yeah.
I made up a story because
right.
it's fun.
Yeah.
And that's what books are.
Yes. That's. I mean, that's, like, what 90% of stand-up comedians do.
Yes.
They embellish... Either they embellish a story or they make something up.
Right.
And they make it into a story.
Yeah. And that's, like... And that's like a totally normal thing. It's
right.
It's an issue where you're talking about fucking 9/11.
Right. It's not like, you know, like Dave Chappelle has a joke about like him and his friend Chip getting high and then talking to a cop and then like, you know, Chip being like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that whole thing probably didn't happen. But
right.
that's like a low level lie. P.S. Fuck Dave Chappelle. But
yeah.
like, you know, it's a low level lie where it's like, whatever. Who cares if he made up a story about his friendship?
Right.
Making up that you were present for 9/11.
That's fucking crazy.
So
that is unhinged.
Bananas.
Yes, that is so crazy.
Yeah.
That is like.
And can you believe he hasn't really worked since? You know what I mean?
Honestly, good. I'm glad there are consequences for people.
Yeah,
now.
Fuck around and find out.
I love that we're in the age of consequences a little bit.
Yeah, a little
like
bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not like a lot,
yeah.
but like a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I
you
like
can't
it.
Continue to be on a high functioning television show
if you lied about
being at 9/11.
I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry. I'm getting really emotional thinking about Steve.
Like the secondhand embarrassment that
it's
I'm
so
currently
awful
feeling.
Like how like I'm sure you have moments like me where like you think about something you did like 20 years ago
up.
And I just I'm like God what a fucking cringe thing to do like
oh,
dear
yeah.
Lord
oh my God I
but to
die.
Be the guy who like amongst you know not obviously not everybody knows it half the room
right
did but like it's like you are known as the comedian who made up when you were at 9/11. It's just like
sorry
you, no you're fine
so funny. That's just so crazy
that's your legacy like
I can't stop talking about it. I keep trying to think of something else to talk about, and I literally can't. I keep going. My brain keeps like skipping back to that he lied about being at.
I'm really excited for you to tell Steven about it later, who maybe doesn't know, but he's like, Steven's like the right age and gender to have watched The League.
I don't think he's ever watched The League.
But you know what I mean? Like he at least like probably knows of it and like knows probably.
I definitely have a friend that I'm seeing tomorrow night that has. Yeah. And I can't wait to tell him.
Good. I'm so excited about this for you.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I'll be like, did you know?
Did you know?
That Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be.
And then you can go, but you think that's bad.
Wait, what's the comedian's name? Steve Kazimi?
Ranazizi.
I was so far off.
I think you were going to throw a Z in there.
Yeah, well, a Z was in there. I just fully made up a last name. It was name, a cut.
You,
Ranazizi. That was actually, just said a thing again. Yeah. I think like that's wrong too. That was a lot closer.
It was closer. You're Ranazizi. Getting closer. There you go. You did it.
I got it now. I'm never going to forget
You're
it.
You're going to be in the front of the mirror
it's
later
gonna be
tonight.
An intrusive thought.
Ranazizi. Steve's going to be like, is she incanting something?
We like sleeping. It's
Ranazizi. Little feather going above your head. Woo! And it's easy.